This isn't really a glaring down upon you text, but I still like the elevation. Well, we continue in the season of Epiphany, and you'll recall that's with the guiding star is what brought us to this season. And it's a season where we talk about light and about a dawning understanding of who this Jesus is and what that means for our lives. So we have these texts for today that really help to illustrate who Jesus is by what he is asking those who follow him to do. Talk about salt. We talk about light. We talk about not leading others astray, but by our faithfulness, bringing others to a deeper understanding of Jesus. So it makes me think about all of us growing in our faith from infants into maturity. That's what we're being called to do in our texts for today, to turn outside of ourselves for the sake of those around us, the other. I loved our text from the prophet Isaiah this morning and the imagery that it talks about and really what we are called to do as people of God. It's talking about, are we going to walk the walk or are we just going to talk the talk? I use that in my congregation because they get that. You know, are we going to fast, put ashes on our head, wear sackcloth so people know that we've done something wrong and maybe feel a little pity for us? And it's still about us, right? It's about us. Look at me. Look at me, how I'm doing this thing. And you still go about doing the things that you know that you are not supposed to be doing, but we've somehow paid ahead so that we can do these things we know we should not do. That's what God is telling the people in this text. Do you think I am fooled by this charade, this game you are playing? I don't want you just putting on sackcloth and ashes and moaning and wailing. I want you to turn your heart over to me. I want you to set the oppressed free. I want you to feed the hungry and clothe the naked. I want you to make this a nation where everybody knows that they are loved and cared for. The Old Testament image of heaven, right? Where everybody has enough. That's what he's going for here. And that would be enough. Everybody has what they need, be it love, forgiveness, their material needs, and that's enough. We're not oppressing others so we can have more than what we need. Last Saturday, I went up to see my grandparents, and so I was really chuckling when we had our Bible study this week with the guys. I had more people than normal because we had it on Wednesday, and we had that big Seahawks parade. And people were traumatized by all the people downtown. So I had more people hanging out with me than I normally would on a Wednesday afternoon. So we were talking about this text, and we were kind of chuckling about the part where it says, who hide themselves from their kin. It's talking about all parts of our life, right? Are we going to be faithful and loving and just, or are we going to hide away from those people we know the best and really get under our skin? And just make them think we're not there. Are we going to do the right thing? The prophet is speaking the word of God, calling us outside of ourselves for the sake of all of creation. To not just think about what's easy and nice for us, but to think about, does this person need somebody to listen to them? Someone to support them and encourage them? Is this person hungry or cold? And how can I help? I preached a really short sermon this morning, so I'm going to make this one really long because there were only 10 people here, so, you know. One of the things I was thinking about in relationship to these texts was the Lutheran understanding of vocation. Vacation with an O in it. Vocation, what we are called to be and do in every thing we do in our lives. So we have hundreds of vocations, all of us, and they're different for each of us. So for me, it's easy to just say for me because I don't know you guys as well. I am a daughter, I am a sister, I am a teacher, I am a pastor, I am a student, I'm a sometimes athlete, not so much these days. You know, I'm a sports fan. You know, those are all different vocations that I have going for me right now. I'm an aunt, and I am called to live out those vocations to the best of my ability with the gifts that I have been given. With the gifts I have been given, right? God has blessed each of us uniquely and well for a purpose. And he puts us into a community so that we can use those gifts and the things that we're not so good at, like being patient, for example. There are other people there who can help us with that, who can kind of fill in the gaps and make us a healthier and better community where no one is overlooked or forgotten and where the needs of all are in fact met. One of the things that people maybe don't think my congregation is very good at, because we just wouldn't think that way, I know I didn't before I came downtown, is that my congregation is very generous. If they have something, they are going to share it, even if that is all that they have. That's not the way we think. It's not the way we're taught to think in this culture. We have to have a safety net. We have to store something away for tomorrow. But they have learned something that we often forget, that our God provides. They know if they share out of what they have, their needs are still going to be met. You know, one of the things that we are asked to do as Christians is to live without fear. I haven't arrived there yet. I'm willing to bet most of you here haven't either, but we are called to live without fear, to go into the future knowing that God is with us, that he is for us, that he loves us. I'm not asking you to live rashly. I'm asking you to live in trust and hope and in joy. And that gets us, I think, to our gospel text for today about who we are called to be. We're called to be people of God. That's the salty part. A salt that has lost its flavor, what are you going to do with it? Well, we could use it on the roads today, get our cars where they need to go. But it doesn't provide the purpose that it was intended for. It's not flavoring and seasoning our food. If we're not being the people we were called to be, that is a people created in love in order to love, then what good are we? If we're clinging to our fears and our misunderstandings so that we can't love as we are capable of loving, care for those around us as we are capable of caring, then I guess we could be thrown out on the roads to give traction to the tires. It's kind of what this text is going for, right? Unlike salt, we can change. Our flavor can be restored when we repent, truly repent, and turn our hearts back to God. Because that is the kind of repentance that God desires in our texts for today. He doesn't want us to hide our good works, although that is our Lutheran inclination. He wants us to be willing to shout out through our deeds, which is much easier for us, because we're cradle Lutherans, right? Through our deeds, to make it known whose we are and what that means. That we are a people who have abundantly received, so that we can abundantly share. We are a people who are in a relationship where we know we will never be abandoned. A relationship with God, who has named us his own, who strengthens us, who gifts us, and who sends us out into his creation to live as deep inside we long to live, so that others may know justice and life and peace and hope. Don't we feel our best sometimes? When we're able to do those things, and maybe this is Lutheran, and maybe it's just me, but I feel like I don't want people to know when I'm living that way. Like, I feel a little ashamed that I get so excited about being able to help somebody or listen. And I just want to keep it, close that back in. I think our text for today is saying that's sinfulness as well. Love, and don't be ashamed of it. Share out of your gifts whatever they might be, and do it joyfully. And I think I should just throw this in. I know we're not all maybe Lutherans here, but we also have to be able to receive. And that sometimes is the hardest thing. To be able to receive words of encouragement and forgiveness and love, and to believe that those words are true and for us. That this life that is promised to us by one who went to the cross really and truly is ours. Let us live in the light, and let us reflect this light so that God may be glorified and that others may come to this hilltop to see what this God is all about and what he can do for them. You know, we can't do this alone. We need things to support us and guide us on the way. When you came into the sanctuary, you passed the font where we are reminded that we were put to death and raised to new life as children of God. Our lives are no longer our own. In just a bit, we are going to be invited to come to this table, to taste and see and know that God is good, to feel and truly believe that our sins are forgiven, to be strengthened in this meal and hopefully in this community as we are sent out into this thawing world. I can see snow falling off the rhododendrons. To live so that others might know who this God is. Thanks be to God. Amen.